Mother Nature has a say in practice today, and of course the players had their say on the field inside for the New Orleans Saints. Hi again, everybody. Welcome into the New Orleans Saints Afternoon Wrap with John DeShazer. I'm Sean Kelly. And yes, almost seemingly out of nowhere this morning, a heavy rain poured down on the headquarters here on Airline Drive at Metairie and forced the New Orleans Saints indoor for the first time during training camp.
Yeah, practice had been at 8:50 as originally scheduled. It would have gone on because it was pushed back to 11. Couldn't work it in. Got some inside work in, but you know, I think the Saints actually want to get outside and get some of that humidity and kind of toughen up a little bit, but unfortunately had to come inside.
That's exactly what Coach Payton had to say after practice today. He is really hoping that tomorrow does go outside. He did say that the tempo was good today in practice, the pace was good, all those things playing the same thing, at least on this surface and being inside. So that was one benefit of at least coming inside, other than the obvious of staying dry. Otherwise, we had a few news and notes pieces that we should probably pass along from practice today, and we'll start with number 9 and Drew Brees. As we mentioned yesterday, he was back to work. Today was full pads, and Coach said that Brees seemingly takes another step with this workout.
I thought his tempo was good today. That was noticeably different. I thought he was in and out of the huddle. He was really locked in, you know, and I thought he threw the ball fairly well. And I said yesterday, you know, just in talking with him, he felt pretty good after yesterday's practice, and I thought that was important today, coming in the training room and feeling like there wasn't a day after effect, if you will, soreness. So that was encouraging.
John, what else from the practice field, at least between the lines, did we notice today?
Well, a lot of it was who wasn't here. Now, Kenny Stills worked out in full pads for the first time in quite some time. Worked with the number on offense, so that was encouraging to see. However, Jarris Bird, Champ Bailey, and Brandon Cooks all absent from practice. Brandon Cooks with the stomach virus, Keenan Lewis with a little bit of rehab, and Jarris Bird, just, you know, still waiting for that complete go-ahead, full go.
Yep. Coach said sooner than later, we've heard that, but he seems confident that it's almost any day now. I don't want to put words in Coach's mouth, but it seems that's the take if you base things on what Coach Payton said yesterday and then what he followed up with here again today. Joe Morgan spoke to the media after the practice today, and of course, everybody knows that Joe had a big night on Friday. He's coming back from a devastating knee injury. It's interesting in that crowded wide receiver group now that Joe Morgan, who at one point and maybe still is the fastest man on this roster, seemingly is in a little bit of a battle here.
Yeah, but he's learning that you have to be a more complete receiver. Now, when he was a rookie 2 years ago, he caught 10 passes for 379 yards and 3 touchdowns, you know, almost 38 yards a catch. And he probably did pretty much that on Friday night. But now he says, you know, everybody's faster. You've got to be a more complete receiver, and that's what he's trying to do.
Yep, and maybe making a mark like he did on Friday night will help the cause, says Joe Morgan.
I mean, I just said this like the other day, like I'm an undrafted guy, so, and it's always going to be a fight. It's always going to be, you know, a fight to make the team. I didn't play last year, and, you know, I was blessed enough for them to be able to sign me back and give me a chance to come out this year and prove that I can come off of my injury. So basically, I just got to go out there and show them that, you know, I'm capable of playing, and hopefully it's enough for me to make this team.
John mentioned some of the news and notes from practice today as we kind of roll a highlight pack from what we're able to show you from the indoor workout today. Two things did strike me as particular to this Monday. Number one, it seemed like, and some of this has to do with the nickel package that the defense was working on, but it seemed like, John, guys further down in the depth chart got a lot of reps today.
Well, Coach Payton mentioned that. They were in a two-minute offense for a good portion of practice, and he was talking about how, one, that speeds up tempo, but two, it forces you to use more skill position guys, either cornerbacks and safeties, also receivers and tight ends. So those guys get a lot more reps than they ordinarily might.
And practice did culminate in a two-minute drive that started for each of the ones and the twos at their own 20-yard line. It's always a competitive period in practice, and it was again today.
Well, let's say this. The defense won both rounds. So I think Drew Brees and Ryan Griffin and those guys on offense will have something to say about that tomorrow when they come back out, because as you mentioned, it is an extremely competitive situation, but the defense did win the day today.
Yep, no doubt. All right, let's talk about offensive line for a moment before we get out of here, because for the second straight day, we got to see pretty much the starting offensive line intact. Sure is good to see Ben Grubbs and Jari Evans there alongside Armstead and Streif. The one thing that's interesting still, though, is the center position. And John, you and I have talked about this now pretty much throughout training camp on how tightly contested this battle is, how it's unique to each of the participants. participants in Jonathan Goodwin and Tim Lolito. It looked like Goody ran more with the ones today, but that is flip-flopped on different days. That's a fun one still to watch, and with still so much camp and two preseason games to go, much like the backup quarterback position, center seems to be something that could come all the way down till really the final week.
I think it's going to go down to the wire. I think Coach Payton is pretty solid with either guy, either Lolito or Goodwin, but those guys are battling it out back and forth. They're splitting reps. One day one will go with the ones, the next day the other will go with the ones. I think they're still in evaluation process that's going to go all the way down to the end.
So we needed an expert to help us continue to sort all this out. Zach Streif's that guy. And Streif today talked about the uniqueness of each of those individuals and really maybe more so the benefit of having two really good centers right now in that position battle.
I mean, look, they're obviously different guys. I mean, they're on opposite ends of their careers. You know, Goody's a veteran guy, and there's a lot of advantages come from having that savviness and knowing what you're seeing. And Tim is honestly probably one of our more physical, more athletic linemen, and you see that on tape. I think both of them, look, we can't be wrong, to be perfectly honest with you. I got no problem with either of them. I don't think any guy on the line does. I assume that they'll both be here. Two good players, and that's a good situation to be in. You know, it's, you can't have enough. I mean, we've been very lucky here in some years where we didn't need, you know, where it was one or two starts missed on the whole offensive line. That's not normal. I think you look around the league right now and you see the amount of injuries that have kind of piled up already. Either one of those guys is a good choice, and I'm glad that I'm not making that decision.
All right, so John, with that, I think we've hit all the main points for today. Obviously, the indoor setting is the first story, and then we work our way down from there. Where do we go from here now with regard to the Saints as we saw the practice schedule moved into midday and then the indoor today? I'm assuming that, as we heard from Coach, we'll go back outside tomorrow, weather permitting, at 11 o'clock.
Well, and, you know, I think they'll go more of a regular season practice schedule. He mentioned today that this was a more of a regular season practice schedule with a heavy emphasis on that two-minute drill. You'd like to see them actually go through that outside, kind of, you know, build up the stamina a little bit and get their wind together. So I expect to see maybe a little bit more of that tomorrow going in the pads in the heat and the humidity. We'll see how they take it.
All right. Open to the public. Again, weather permitting tomorrow, 11 a.m. here on Airline Drive. John and I will have a preview, unlike today where we didn't know at the time. Well, hopefully weather will cooperate and we'll give you a good preview on what's to come at practice tomorrow. And then hopefully we'll see you here on Airline Drive. Otherwise, we'll wrap things up tomorrow afternoon with the New Orleans Saints afternoon wrap. Black and Blue Report today is a good one. We hear from Kenny Vaccaro, John Stinchcomb, and Frank Caliendo, the master impersonator and comedian who's currently working mostly during the football season with ESPN. So check that out on your Saints mobile device or on your desktop at NewOrleansSaints.com. Otherwise, John will have some more for you, some more in-depth stuff a little bit later on the website as well. That'll pretty much do it for us on this Monday here on Airline Drive. Again, we'll hope to be back outside Wednesday, and we'll hope to see you as well. Thanks again for joining us.